It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The White House today emphasized that any well-trained microbiologist could have refined the potent anthrax spores being found in Washington. That conclusion substantially broadens the list of potential suspects, as NPR's Richard Knox reports.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said investigators have concluded that the anthrax spores found in the Senate did not necessarily come from a hostile nation state.
The analysis of the anthrax sent to Senator Daschle's office indicates that it could have been produced by a PhD microbiologist, that it could be derived at a small, well-equipped microbiology lab, and it does not rule out foreign sources.
FBI agents are reportedly paying calls on labs that work with anthrax in the hope they'll get lucky and find one that says, yes, we're missing some. But the scientific investigation is now focused on the secrets that might lurk in different samples of mailed anthrax preparations.
I think looking at the formulation could tell us certainly something about the process.
David Franz used to direct bioweapons research for a U.S. Army lab. He says different countries use different recipes for making weapons out of anthrax bacteria. So Fran says close analysis of the stuff in the mail might be illuminating.
It would, in many cases, leave a chemical signature, and this is why I think it's so important that we not focus just on the strain, but on the formulation and look at the chemical physical analysis very carefully. It won't necessarily tell us that it is one particular lab, but it will just provide more information in this really tough detective story.
The White House bases its conclusions about the skill and equipment needed to make the mailed anthrax spores only on the especially refined sample mailed to Senator Daschle. Franz says the chemical signatures of the other mail samples, which differ strikingly, may yield more information about how it was made.
We will know fairly soon what that signature is. It may not be that easy to conclude from that signature whether it is domestic or international, but hopefully there'll be some good clues there.
The current emphasis on chemical analysis is a shift. Until now, genetic analysis seemed to hold the most hope for identifying where the anthrax was coming from. Dr. Paul Keim of Northern Arizona University has been doing genetic analysis of the anthrax spores recovered from mail, office buildings, and postal facilities. Keim says he can't talk about those results, but he did consent to speak in general terms about how he's trying to distinguish one anthrax sample from another.
We spot these regions which we know mutate at a higher frequency. Now, when we first started doing this, we were pretty inexperienced, and we didn't know much about what sequences would mutate faster. But we had some old laboratory-type experiments which suggested that short, repeated sequences would mutate more quickly.
The idea? Anthrax bacteria from one lab might differ subtly from that of another. By matching the mailed samples with known anthrax archives, it might point to the lab of origin. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out that way. Federal officials say the analysis hasn't found any distinguishing features among the samples tested so far. That may reflect that Keim's lab is probing only 8 spots in the anthrax genes. There are potentially more than 1,000 spots that might differ, Keim says.
One question is can we tell different stocks of this strain apart from different laboratories in the world? And I just don't have the answer to that yet. We just haven't done it. You have to understand, until 4 weeks ago, this wasn't the top question in our mind.
A month ago, Keim's top priority was much less urgent. He was looking at an outbreak of the plague that's devastating colonies of Arizona prairie dogs. Richard Knox, NPR News.